Honor killings get the presidential nod in Chechnya. It's the National Day of Prayer in the United States, but is it a nation under God? And Britain's Queen celebrates her Jubilee anniversary with a focus on faith. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in the autonomous region of Chechnya, where the government's openly approving Muslim honor killings. Over the last few years, dozens of bodies of young Chechen women have been found. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says Chechnya's president
approved publicly, saying that the killing was okay because that lady that got shot by relatives publicly, she had loose morals. He went on, you know, to describe the woman as the property of their husband, and their main role is to bear children.
Chechnya and the southern portion of Russia want Sharia law. Rakhuba says his team is still committed to this area.
They understand the level of this risk. The risk is huge. They still like to go and reach these communities with the gospel. And summer camps in Chechnya, I believe this is the most strategic approach in bringing the gospel to that autonomous republic.
Next, today, millions of Americans join together for the National Day of Prayer. This year's theme, One Nation Under God. While the United States was founded under God, are its people under God? President of Cornerstone University, Dr. Joe Stoll, says it's fallen away. But Stoll says if it's to return, it has to start with Christians.
If we as Christians and the church in America can get back to prayer, which really excites me about today, is that then bringing our nation under God begins with bringing myself under God. And then bringing the church under God.
HCJB Global's Wayne Peterson says for them, it's not just a national day of prayer.
For us, it's a global day of prayer as we take this occasion to pray for the cause of global evangelism. And as Jesus commanded us to love God with all our heart, mind, strength, and our neighbor as ourself. And who is our neighbor? A person around the world that hasn't heard the name of Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Queen of England is celebrating 60 years as monarch, and you might be surprised how.
To celebrate that, she was interested in a New Testament Bible ministry that could be utilized with churches around the country.
That's Doug Lockhart, CEO of Biblica. The Queen approached Biblica to help create the special New Testament, laced with a few notes and visuals. Although church attendance is at an all-time low in the UK, church requests for the books have been overwhelming.
The original goal was 250,000 units, which everyone thought was a very high goal for the UK. But the number is right now at 450,000 units.
Pray for God to prepare hearts before distribution in late May, early June. And what's the difference between service-based ministry and a community organization powered by volunteers? Joey Payne, Operations Manager for Global Aid Network, says the answer for the 14,000 volunteers they work with annually is all in the message.
They want to make an eternal impact, not just feeding and clothing people. There is a combination of the eternal salvation that goes with it that people go, that's what I want to do, making a difference for eternity as well.
Volunteers are the lifeblood of a ministry. Payne says that's true of their church partners overseas, too. The unifying factor?
They understand that God has created us to be a body, and each part of us is able to do something to really make a difference, to change lives overseas.
GainUSA holds several events a year at their distribution center in Pennsylvania. Everyone's invited to help. Go to our website for the links to connect you.
When people come in, they're a little bit excited about missions and ministry, but when they leave here, they're like, I can actually do this.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name now at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.